Welcome to Word Mission Church International Podcast. Now the Word with Paul Mensah Wood.
Dear Lord, give me praise and glory this morning. Lift up your voice to the Lord. It is by His mercy that we are alive to see the second weekend of 2018. Let Him hear your voice of appreciation. Bless the Lord, let your soul bless the Lord this morning. Lift up your voice. Father, we thank you. Everything that is within us, bless the name of the Lord. Lord, we give you praise. Lord, we give you glory. We thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name. 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 Lift up your voice this morning. Lift up your voice this morning. The psalmist said, I slept and I woke because the Lord sustained me. Lift up your voice this morning to the Lord. Lord, we give you praise and glory. Lord, we give you praise and glory. We worship you, O Lord. You are so faithful. Thank you, Lord. Now talk to him and say, Lord, speak to me this morning. Minister to me your very word. Let me be transformed. The Bible says that the entrance of his word gives light. Oh, one word from heaven can take you from where you are. God wants you to be. Lord, appear to me by your word like you did to Samuel in Shiloh. According to 1 Samuel chapter 3, verse 21. Let me be that good ground that bears the good fruit and the good harvest of your word. We thank you, Lord. Oh, let us encounter you in the mighty name of Jesus. Let us encounter you by your word, oh God. In Jesus' mighty name, we give you praise. We give you glory. Somebody shout a big amen this morning. Okay, let's get into our Bible lesson for this morning. Let's turn our Bibles to Proverbs chapter 4, verse 8. And I want to start by saying that God has arranged, God's plan for our lives is that we'll keep going from glory to glory. Our lives will keep progressing as we walk with Him and endeavor to fulfill His plan for our life. His plan is that this year will be better than last year. Amen. And today will be better than yesterday. Yeah. You keep going continuously forward. And last week, we are talking about fulfilling God's plan for our life. But last week, we talked about the fact that we need to be empowered by the Holy Spirit. And as we start the new year, one of the commitments that we have to make is that we will love God with our everything and make Him first in our lives. So it's so important, because the question that so many of us ask is, why am I here? What does God want me to do? What should I be doing with my life? Even as we start a new year and I go through all these things, what does God have planned for my life? And so as we have started a new year, one of the things that we want to be clear about is that God wants our life to keep progressing and to keep going forward. So notice what He says in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 18. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 18. Thank you, Lord. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 18. Thank you, Lord. He says, but the path of the just is like the shining sun that shines ever brighter unto the perfect day. The path of the just keeps shining brighter and brighter unto the perfect day. Put that together with what he says in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18. The path of the just keeps shining brighter and brighter. But he says, we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord.
Amen. Come on.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, God's plan is that your path keep shining and shining more and more. God's plan is that you keep going from glory to glory. God's and not backwards. And so beginning this morning, as we go through the Word of God and try to endeavor to discover how we walk by God's plan and fulfill it, I pray in the name of Jesus that you will go from glory to glory. That is our heart cry for you this year. You will keep shining and shining. You will keep going from glory to glory. If you believe that, say amen this morning.
Amen.
Glory be to the name of the Lord. But so many times, you see, one of the ways by which we access God's plan for our lives is primarily through His Word. Sometimes He speaks to us through vision. Sometimes He may reveal it to us through our spirit, our heart. But this morning, we want to focus on the aspect where we are discovering who we are in the Word of God. Notice what He says in Isaiah chapter 29, verse 11. Isaiah chapter 29, verse 11. Thank you, Lord. We want to fulfill God's plan for our life. He says, the whole vision has become to you like the words of a book that is sealed, which men deliver to one who is literate, saying, read this, please. And he says, I cannot, for it is sealed. Then the book is delivered to one who is illiterate, saying, read it, please. And he says, I am not literate. You see, when you talk about vision, we are talking about the revealing of God's plan for our lives so we can fulfill it. He's saying here, for this person, the vision is sealed. The first way to access God's plan for our life is by being born again. Mark chapter 4, verse 11, he talks about the fact that for people who are without, all these things are parables. They don't mean anything to them. But for us who are born again and in the kingdom of God, thank God, because of Jesus, His word can be open and we can have access to the plan of God for our lives. You see, the word of God is compared to mirror. Jesus found himself in the word of God. When he went into the temple, he turned to what we know as Isaiah 61, and he read that passage and he found himself in the word of God. The word of God is what shows us who we are, what He has made us to be, our potential in God. And once we discover it, then we can walk according to what He says to us and fulfill all that He has for us.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. John the Baptist did the same way. He found himself in the book. So here he's saying that the vision is sealed up in the book. God's plan for our life is sealed up in the book. Because the truth of the matter is, it is God who made us and not we ourselves.
Amen.
We are His product. Notice what he says in Psalm 100 verse 3. Thank you, Lord. Psalm 100 verse 3. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Psalm 100 verse 3. Oh, know that the Lord, He is God. It is He who made us. Who made us, please? God is the one that made us and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture.
Amen.
It is the Lord that made us. It is the Lord that made us.
Yes.
And you put that together with Psalm 139, verse 14. Psalm 139, verse 14. Thank you, Lord. He says, I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works. You are a wonderful creation of Almighty God.
Amen.
You are fearfully and wonderfully made. God is the one that made you. But thank God, when He made you similar to a manufacturer making a car and giving it a manual for the car, He gave us the manual, which is His word, for us to be able to live.
Yeah. Come on.
God's plan for us is in His word.
Amen.
God's plan for us is in the Bible.
Amen.
Let's all say this morning, please. God's plan for me,
God's plan for me.
Is in His word.
It's in His word.
Say it louder, please. God's plan for me,
God's plan for me.
Is in His word.
It's in His word.
That is the first place to start to discover what God has for your life in this year, what God has for your
your life ultimately. And as you take steps and walk in the light of God's word, you begin to fulfill what he has. Notice what he says in James chapter 1, verse 22. Thank you, Lord. It describes God's word as a mirror. Thank you, Lord. He says, but be doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving yourself. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man observing his natural face in a mirror. For he observes himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of man he was. He who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it and is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work. Notice what will happen. This one will be blessed in what he does. So the word of God is what shows us who we are. But it's not enough to see who you are. It's you have to know what to do to actualize what you see in the mirror. So he's saying, don't just be a hearer of God's word. To fulfill God's plan for your life, don't just hear the word of God, but commit to doing what he said.
Amen.
Oh, that is what he says in Psalm 119, verse 105. Thank you, Lord. Commit to fulfill God's plan. Commit to discovering what's in there and then doing it. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. That lamp is shining on your feet, showing you one step at a time, the step that you are supposed to take to actualize or to see what God has for you in your life. And so he's saying that word is a lamp. That word is a mirror. Look in that word. Get committed to that word. The answer is in the book. Thank God it's an open book exam. The book is open. The book is open. Your vision is sealed up in there. Get in there and we discover it. And then begin to walk in the fullness of it. In 2 Peter 1, 21, he says, that's word of God, it's holy man. It's sort of private interpretation. People took in God, the word of God, directly from the Holy Spirit. It is our manual that empowers us to maximize our journey down here. And so this year, make a commitment. Make a commitment to get in there and to discover the treasures that are in the word. Isaiah chapter 34, verse 16. Notice what he says. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Isaiah 34, 16. He says, search from the book of the law and read. None of these shall fail. None shall lack her mate, for my mouth has commanded it, and his spirit has gathered them. But what is he saying? Search the book. Search from the book and read. Get in there. Search from the book and read. It is inspired by the Holy Ghost. It is inspired by God. That is your manual for profitable living. It is inspired. It is inspired by God. And it's packaged for us to be able to live successfully down here. How many of us want to fulfill God's plan for our life this year?
Amen.
Oh, everyone
Amen.
Wants to. Ah, so the key here is search from the book. Search from the book and read. And you will discover who I've made you to be and what it takes to do to become it. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The word of God is the mirror of our destiny. Thank you, Lord. And then also, we find out that we have been redeemed by God. Jesus Christ is the one that came to die for us and to be raised from the dead. And so notice what he says about him in Revelations chapter 5, verse 5. Revelations chapter 5, verse 5. Thank you, Lord. Revelations chapter 5, verse 5. This was when they were talking about who was worthy. Actually, started from verse 4. Revelation 5, 4. He says, so I wept much, because no one was found worthy to open and read the scroll or to look at it. But one of the elders said to me, do not weep. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has prevailed to open the scroll and to loose its seven seals. Don't weep. Oh, the opening of our book was our guarantee. Oh, of the wiping of the tears from our face. These people were weeping. Who is found worthy? Who is going to open the book? Oh, he said, don't weep. Somebody has prevailed to open the book. Jesus Christ has prevailed to open the book. In the mighty name of Jesus, he is the way. He is the access into the treasures in the Word of God. And so, get in the Word of God. Oh, work with him. It will reveal to you what is in there. Thank God, the book is no longer closed. The book is open, but notice how he describes him. Number one, he describes him as the Lion of the tribe of Judah. He describes him as the Lion of the tribe of Judah. The Lion of the tribe of Judah. And Hebrews chapter 2, verse 11, he says, he's not ashamed to call us brethren. Hebrews 2, 11 says, for both he who sanctifies and those who are being sanctified are all of one, for which reason he is not ashamed to call them brethren. He is not ashamed to call them brethren. The Lion of the tribe of Judah has prevailed. You see, he is the Lion of the tribe of Judah. We are his brethren. Some way, somehow, we share that piece of his nature as well. You wouldn't call a cow the brother of a lion, would you? No, they don't have anything in common from a DNA standpoint. He says he's not ashamed to call us brethren. The Lion of the tribe of Judah. You see, the Lion stands for dominion. For us to be able to fulfill God's plan for our lives, we must walk in dominion. In Genesis 1:28, he gave them dominion over everything that he had created. When they sinned, they lost their place. But through Christ Jesus, that dominion has been restored. When we talk about dominion, we are talking about dominating over life circumstances. We are dominating over situations that may come up. Everything that may come up that will try to hinder us from fulfilling God's word. We are bold in Christ and we are fulfilling what he has called us to do.
Amen.
He is not ashamed to call us brethren. And he said in John 17:18, even as the Father has sent me, I am also sending you other. He said the same thing in John 20:21. He sent us into the world as his representatives, as his ambassadors. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So from a spiritual standpoint, we belong to an ever conquering, ever reigning.
Come on.
He said the Lion of the tribe of Judah. See something that he said about the tribe of Judah as well. In Genesis chapter 49, verse 8 to 12. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Genesis 49, 8 to 12. Just referencing here some key facts. He says, Judah, you are he whom your brothers shall praise. Judah means praise. You are he who your brothers shall praise. Oh, not to be pitied. Not to be someone that doesn't reflect the glory of God. Your life is meant to reflect the excellency and the glory of God. And so this morning, any area of your life, all throughout this year, any area of your life that doesn't reflect God's glory, but I cause people to look at you and ask, where is your God? I pray in the mighty name of Jesus, may it be turned around from this morning that people will look at you and they will praise you. If you believe that, say amen.
Amen.
Notice what he says. He says, your hand shall be on the neck of your enemies. Your hand shall be on the neck of your enemies. That is dominion. That is mastery. In the name of Jesus. Oh, you are exercising dominion over failure. You are exercising dominion over fear. You are exercising over our enemy, the devil and his host. You are exercising. You are not letting them prevail over your life because you belong to this ever-winning, ever-conquering tribe of Judah.
Amen.
Your hand shall be in the neck of your enemies. He says, your father's children shall bow down before you. Notice what he says again. Judah is a lion's whelp. From the prey, my son, you have gone up. He says the lion's den, the name there again. From the prey, my son, you have gone up. You belong to that tribe where, which is going up. Where are you going this year? Somebody say up, please.
Up.
I am going up.
I am going up.
Oh, you have gone up. Instead of being the one being defeated, instead of being the one that is always down, beginning this morning, you are going up. If you believe that, say amen this morning.
Amen.
You are going up.
Yeah.
That is your destination.
Amen.
Not downwards, not backwards. In the name of Jesus, then he says, and as he bows down, he lies down as a lion, and as a lion, who shall rouse him up? Who shall rouse him up? You are the lion of the tribe of Judah living in you. Who can dare to come against you and successfully defeat you? What situation can successfully overcome you? Nothing. Because he said that if God be for us, who can be against us? Oh, he is living in you.
Amen.
Glory be to the name of the Lord. Then he says, the scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet until Shiloh comes. And to him shall be the obedience of the people. Of the people. That scepter means you are ordained to reign forever. You are ordained to rule. In Romans 5:17, he said that we that have received the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness shall reign. We reign in life. Through the Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, I see you dominating and reigning over circumstances this year in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. If you believe that, say amen.
Amen.
Glory be to the name of the Lord. But we know that, I mean, for that nature in us, for who God has made us to be. See, one of the things that the lion does is that they reign by their strength. They reign by their strength. And they get their strength from what they feed on. Notice what he says about the lion in Proverbs chapter 30, verse 29 to 30. Proverbs 30, 29 to 30. Thank you, Lord. He says, there are three things which are majestic in pace, yet four which are stately in walk. A lion which is mighty, the other tries to say which is strong among beasts, and does not turn away from any. That lion is not afraid of any animal in the garden, but he's saying it's strong. Where does it get its strength from? It gets its strength from what it feeds on.
Come on.
And it feeds on strong meat. Strong meat. So for us to be able to fulfill what God has for us to be able to fulfill God's plan for us and not cower down and not be defeated and to be like a lion that doesn't turn away from any, we have to make a conscious effort that we will feed on God's word.
Amen.
By their strength. You see, so many lions die of hunger. They feed. They get their health, their vitality, their vigor from what they feed on. So for us as well, for us to manifest this nature of who God has made us to be, we have to feed on God's word. There's no getting around that one.
Come on.
Jeremiah chapter 15, verse 16, he says, Jeremiah 15:16, he says that your words were found and I ate them. And your word was to me the joy and rejoicing of my heart, for I am called by your name.
Come on.
I found your words and that was my nutrition. Job put it this way. He said, I esteem your words more than my necessary food. What the word, I mean, Matthew 4:4, it talks about the fact that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of the Father. So what he's saying is, what bread it is to our physical body, the word of God is to our spirit, man, our heart, the real person that lives on the inside.
Amen.
We shall not live by bread alone. For us to be able to fulfill God's plan, we must feed on God's word.
Right.
We must feed on God's word.
Right.
You see, there are several levels of the word of God, that is compared to, sometimes he calls it water. He calls the water of God's word that cleanses us. Ephesians 5:26. He will cleanse us by the washing of water by his word. Isaiah chapter 55, verse 1, he says, come, you are who are thirsty. Let's go there. Isaiah 55. He calls the word of God water as well. Thank you, Lord. We need that cleansing of his word. He says, ho, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters, and you who have no money, come, buy, and eat. Yes, come buy wine and milk without money and without pride. Why do you spend your money for what is not bread, and your wages for what does not satisfy? Listen carefully to me, notice, and eat what is good. And let your soul delight itself in abundance. Number 3. Verse 3. Incline your ear and come to me and hear, and you shall live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you, the sure message of David. Then verse 11, he says, so shall my word be. So all that he was talking about, he was referencing his word, that goes forth from my mouth, it shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it. But the word of God, he says, is like water. Come. Come and get of it. Oh, without price, he's saying. Come and get the word of God. It will accomplish in your life what I please. The word that you discover as you study it, and as I speak to you, it will come to pass in your life. But we have to make the choice that we are going to search it out.
Amen.
We are going to get to him for it. But there's another level of the word of God. 1 Peter 2:2, he says, as sincere as newborn babies desire the sincere milk of the word of God, that you may grow thereby. 1 Peter 2:2. So there's the milk of God's word. Then, I mean, but nobody, no human being stays on milk. I mean, baby milk, I'm talking about here, all the days of your life. You graduate out of it. And then in Hebrews 13:9, he talks about the meat of God's word. Meat there is, we're talking about doctrine in that instance. Then, in Hebrews 5:13, he talks about strong meat. That is what you should strive to get to. Hebrews chapter 5, verse 13. Thank you, Lord. Hebrews chapter 5, verse 13. He says, for everyone who partakes only of milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness.
Mm-hmm. Right.
For he's a babe.
Yeah.
But solid food, or the other term, this is strong meat, strong food, belong to those who are of full age, that is those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil.
Come on.
He's saying if you're using milk, you're on scale. That's what he's saying. So many times we stay just on the milk level of God's word. He's saying you are unskilled in the word of righteousness. Strong meat belongs to those who by reason of use, by reason of practice, by reason of being doers of the word of God, they have developed to be able to discern good, good, and evil. Strive. That is why we go through all these lessons week after week. Oh, somebody just said, this is a meat test. We feed you with the word of God so that you can stand
Amen.
In life.
Amen.
That's the goal.
Amen.
Because if you feed on milk, you stay on that low level where God wants you to be. But when you feed on the strength of God's word, on the meat of God's word, what you are saying is, oh, you become as strong as the lion. You become as bold as the lion. You do not, no matter what comes up, you are built solidly on that rock. You are like the wise man who does the word of God. His foundation is like the man who builds on a rock.
Amen.
And so in this new year, make a commitment. The Lord, not only will I discover who I am in the Word of God, but whatever you tell me to do, I will do it.
Come on.
That should be our commitment. Because, you see, we have to feed on fresh food every day. The lion feeds on fresh food every day. They don't go for stale meat. Fresh food. So when Jesus was praying, he said, give us our daily bread.
That's right.
Give us daily fresh manna from your word. Oh, this year, Lord, as I dig into the word of God every single day, feed me with fresh manna every day. When the children of Israel were going out, the manna came every day. It was fresh. When they stored it for the next day, except for the Sabbath prayer was coming up, it went back. We need the fresh revelation of the word of God to be able to fulfill his plan, to be able to walk in victory. That is what Jesus Christ did. He always was going to the Father. He was always hearing directly from the Father. And as he spoke to him, he did it. As he spoke to him, he did it. Notice what he says in John 5:30. He says, I can of myself do nothing. Jesus said that. And he also told us that without me, you can do nothing. How many things can we do without Jesus?
Nothing.
Jeremiah says zilch. Miss Karen, I get that right. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is righteous because I do not seek my own, but the will of the Father who sent me. He's here to seek the will of the Father. But as he hears, fresh daily, from the word of God, he judges. He says, he wakens my ear morning by morning to hear a word in season. Then in John chapter 8, verse 28, he also says something similar here. Notice what he says as well. He says, when you lift up the Son of Man, then you will know that I'm he, and that I do nothing of myself. But as my Father taught me, I speak these things. He took his lessons from the Father. He heard from the Father, then he acted it out. That is the same for us. And he fulfilled this the plan of God for him. That what God has. There's the same thing for us. We have to make that diligent that God, we will hear from you, and not only hear from your word, but we will do the word of God. If that's you, say amen.
Amen.
Jesus said to them, John 4:34, my food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work. That is my food. They were asking him, are somebody giving him food to eat? Did somebody come by us? We are gone at the well, and give him something. He said, my food is to do the will of him. That it is in the doing where the result comes out. My food is to do the will of the word of God. And then number three, we need. Oh, to access a word in season, day by day, all throughout this year. Circumstances come up, things come up. We need to have access to the word that we need day by day. The lion goes hunting for their food. When we endeavor to live by God's word, we hunt for the word of God that is pertinent to us day by day, a word in season all the time. Like Jesus acted when he was on the air, a word in season all the time. Then our dominion becomes established. He wakens my ear morning by morning to hear his word. Then our dominion becomes established in the head. Because the truth of the matter is, circumstances do come up. It does come up. But when we are in his word, we are well prepared. I remember when our first child was getting ready to be born, he had gone past his due date. And the doctor said, when it gets to a certain, maybe the sixth day, they will have to induce him to come out. I said, no, they're not going to induce anybody here. No, that's going to come. It's going to come out naturally, like every baby comes into the world. I said, by the light of God's word, I said, in the name of Jesus, in 24 hours, you are coming out. Oh, my Lord and my God. That is dominion. You are ready when things come up. You are ready. Just right at the 24-hour mark, we came rushing out. In the name of Jesus, in the glory of God. We came up. God's plan for will have children. Don't find it that they will come in normally. Your faith has to be ready for you to counter what comes up.
Amen. Come on.
He came out and his whole life sound by God's grace. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Anything in your life. I mean, the gentleman was testifying yesterday. He said, this car issue, the testimony will come out of it. I could see in his eyes when he said it that he's come up a little higher since he started listening. He said a testimony will come out of it. You see, your feet must be fed on God's word and ready. And he did get a testimony as well. But the key here is God has ordained for us to walk in victory. God has ordained for us to walk in victory. God has ordained that each and every one of us will excel, will do well. Notice what he says about Jesus in Revelation chapter 22, verse 16. Revelation 22, 16, the last book, the last chapter of the Bible. Thank you, Lord. I like how the Spirit of God does it. We are right back where we started. Thank you, Lord. He says, I, Jesus, I've sent my angel to testify to you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, the bright and morning star. The bright and morning star. That means a star that shines early. Oh, and we share that nature with it. God has ordained that all of us will excel in our various endeavors. We'll be at the top wherever we are. He says he's the bright and the morning star. He sent us into the world to shine as well. So notice what he says in Matthew chapter 5, verse 13. We are back to where we started. The shining. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Matthew chapter 5, verse 13. Oh, we are discovering who we are so we can fulfill what he has for us. He says, you are the salt of the earth. Who are you? You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? It is then good for nothing but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven.
Amen.
Let your light so shine before men. You are the salt of the earth. Your life is meant to make a difference. You are the light of the world. Your light is supposed to shine. You are a city that is set on a hill that cannot be hid. That cannot be hid. At work, in your career, you are excelling. In your business, you are excelling. In everything that you are doing, God has destined that you will shine. You will excel. That is who I see you to be.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, to be a pace setter. To shine, to be successful. In the name of Jesus, everything that is blocking you from shining, in the name of Jesus, I pray it is taken away and your light begins to shine.
Amen.
And then, what would it take for me to shine? What would it take? What do I need to do? What's my responsibility? You remember, every athlete that trains, That wants to excel in their field, they put themselves to it. They are very disciplined. They are very dedicated. They are very committed. So notice the illustration that Paul uses in 1 Corinthians chapter 9. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Glory be to the name of the Lord. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 22. What do I need to do in this new year? What should I be doing differently? Thank you, Lord. Well, 1 Corinthians chapter 9, 24, he said, do you not know that those who run in a race all run, but one receives the prize? Run in such a way that you may obtain it. And everyone who competes for the prize is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a perishable crown. But we are imperishable crown. Therefore, I run thus not with uncertainty. I fight not as one who beats the air. But notice, he says, I discipline my body. I'm very disciplined. And bring it into subjection, lest when I have preached to others, I myself should become disqualified. There is discipline, there is dedication, there is sacrifice involved here. He's going to discipline himself. This year, I refuse. It will not be like last year. It will not be like the year before. This year, I am going forward. I am going for the prize that God has for me. Everything that God has packed for my family, for my health, for my business, in every area of my life, I am not leaving anything on the table. I am going for that prize. I am going to obtain what he has for my life.
Come on.
I will go for it.
Yeah.
I will run and I may obtain. But notice he says, I discipline my body. Notice he doesn't say that he gets God to do it for him. He does it himself.
Yeah.
Because the eye, he's not God calling the body I. The body is not I. The eye is the real person on the inside. He's going to let that person take charge and drive this body the right way.
Yeah.
Oh, and what better area to discipline our body than this one? It's part of the body, isn't it? It is part of the body. But he's saying that I'm going to be disciplined and go for it. Every successful athlete goes through that. He's using an athletic illustration here. We before us to fulfill God's plan for our life. No giving up. Oh, no giving up. We are going for it with our everything.
Come on.
And then again, to fulfill and for our stars to shine, for us to be able to shine. Notice what he says in Daniel chapter 12, verse 3. Glory be to the name of the Lord. We are going to see the light of God's word, and we are going to shine. He says, Daniel 12, 3, those who are wise shall shine like the brightness of the firmament, and those who turn many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever. Who are wise? Who are the wise? Remember Proverbs 11:30? The wise man is whoever wins a soul is wise. Get interested in what God is interested in. What would you do? You begin to shine. A star in you will arise. I like the testimony of a gentleman there who was here last night in the service. He said, this week, he said, that's what all that matters. He said, this week at my workplace, I shared the word of God with two people and I led them to the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That should be our goal for us to shine. Wherever we find ourselves, we will shine. Our neighbors, our co-workers, Lord, we want our light to shine. We want to make a difference. And as you do that, you begin to take you forward and forward. That is why this, the beginning of the year, we are saying that every month, set aside one person or somebody or a couple that you are going to pray for. And not only pray for them, but you, if they are within your reach, you will share the gospel of Jesus Christ with them. And then the third Sunday, we are bringing them to church. That they should come and hear the word of God. Everybody knows somebody. People tell you all their problems throughout the day. When they tell you the issues, tell them Jesus is the way out.
Amen.
Tell them this is what Jesus did in your life. He will do the same for you. He says, what will happen? They will shine as stars forever and ever. Let me come down here so I can address. I see you shining. I said, 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 I see you going forward. You are not going backward this year. You are going forward. You are going forward. You are going from glory to glory. Let's close our eyes this morning. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. This is good meat.
Amen.
Good food, good eating. Thank you, Lord. Talk to God this morning. Lay your hands on your head, please. Begin to prophesy and speak into your life this year. The Lord, the revelation, the light that you have for my life in your word. Oh, as I get in there, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, reveal your word to me. Reveal your word to me that will cause me to go forward. Oh, let me shine. Let my path get it brighter and brighter. Oh, speak over your life this morning. No more defeat. No more failures. No more. He says the neck shall be your, his hand shall be on the neck of his enemies. Everything in your life that stands in your face, in your life, oh, that seems like an enemy that wants to defeat you in your health, speak to it this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, the presence of God is here. The presence of God is here. Everything in your life that causes you to weep, he says, weep not. Weep not. The book has been opened. The book has been opened. The lion of the tribe of Judah has prevailed. Thank you, Lord. It's a new day for you. It is a new day for you. It is a new day for you. He says, I do a new thing, and it shall spring forth. 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 In that mighty name of Jesus. This morning, if you are listening to us or watching to us or listening to this after the fire, and you have not made a commitment to you've never made a decision to commit your life to Jesus, oh, you are still in darkness. This light that we are talking about, you're still outside. He says all these things are mysteries to you. They are parables to you. The first step to accessing God's plan is to give your life to him. In the name of Jesus. So if you're here, if you're listening to us, or listening to us online, watching us online, and you meant to make a commitment to Jesus, just raise up your hands wherever you are and say, Lord Jesus, I thank you that you came to die for me, to redeem me from darkness to light. I believe you were raised from the dead. Thank you. I confess you as my Lord. Thank you, I'm saying. In the name of Jesus. Thank you. Let's all say this together, please. Lord, thank you.
Thank you
for your word. Gives light.
Gives light.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And your word.
That your word
is a lamp.
Is a lamp.
Unto our feet.
Unto our feet.
And a light.
And a light.
On our path. And
thank you.
That the light.
That the light.
Shines in darkness.
Shines in darkness.
And the darkness. By the revelation of your word, by the light of your word, help me to fulfill all that you have for me this year. In the mighty name of Jesus, help me to discover your plan and your purpose for my life. And as I do that, give me the grace to obey and to do what you show me. Let's raise up our hands and give him praise and glory this morning. Give him praise and glory this morning. Give him praise in your understanding and in your spirit, in the name of Jesus. Give him praise and glory. Rato Shaba. In the mighty name of Jesus. Give him praise. In the mighty name of Jesus. And now may God bless you.
Amen.
May he keep you.
Amen.
May he cause his face to shine on you.
Amen.
Oh, this week as you sing it, may you discover his crown. And may you not only discover it, may you walk in the fullness of it.
Amen.
May you receive the how to and what to do.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We trust this podcast was a blessing. Subscribe for more messages like these. If you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior today, we would love to hear from you. Email us at info@wordmissionchurchinternational.org. You may reach us at 719-235-5535. Find us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Google+. Be our guest this weekend at 5050 Edison Avenue, Colorado Springs, Colorado. Saturday at 6 p.m., Sunday 10 a.m. May the blessings of the Lord be with you.